Buy it, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, Ben Sorensen here, and this is a very special edition of my Real Country. But before we get into that, I'm going to let you know about our wonderful hotline. You can give me a buzz anytime, leave a message, not just while the show's on, but anytime. 1-300-929-516. Now, why is this show incredibly special? Now, you'll know that last week I was in Perth. I didn't have enough time to explore the entire city of Perth. But this week, I've kind of fixed that because I've spent the entire week in Tasmania and it was mind-blowingly amazing. It is a top place to holiday. I love the environment. I love the food. I love the drink. I love the personalities, the great people, and how it all sort of ties in together. Tasmania is definitely a great holiday destination. Now, because of that, and so I can really convey the magic of my week in Tasmania, I've thrown the format of the show out the window. And what we're going to do, we're still going to have some great tunes coming up from, let's say, Lee Kernaghan. We've got Brooks and Dunn. We've got Becky Cole, Tracy Killeen, and the new one from my dear friend Paul Costa still to come. But it's all interdispersed with some of the great out-and-about adventures that I had in Tasmania. Now, we're going to kick the show off with a Tasmanian group. And it's very interesting how they actually came up and were involved in my week without actually being there. Walking around Hobart, there was this one little pub that claimed to have the most imported beers out of anywhere in Hobart called the Victoria Tavern, I believe. And I spied out of the corner of my eye in the back room behind the bar. I could see a guitar that had looked like some signatures on it. So I asked, what's the go with the guitar? And the girl behind the bar's gone, oh, look, my partner bought that at auction. It's got a whole heap of signatures on it. It's like Lee Kernaghan, Becky Cole. And look, I said, are you into country? And that's always a make or break moment. And she's gone, country, we've got this great band. They're local and they play here, or they did play here, called the Wolf Brothers. And she was actually a little bit sad because they weren't able to come back and play as often, courtesy of their Australia's Got Talent commitments. What better way to kick off a Tasmania-based show than with the Wolf Brothers? So let's wake up and enjoy my great week in Tasmania.
I don't want to wake up this morning. I don't want to wake up this morning. Got a dream in my head, as I'm lying in my bed. I don't want to wake up this morning. I don't want to start up a new day. I don't want to start up a new day. 'Cause I'm feeling so right in the arms of the night. I don't want to start up a new day. I don't want to open my tired eyes. I don't want to open my tired eyes. Then you'll be gone. And so then my song, I don't want to open my tired eyes. And the sunshine at my window, well, it holds no warmth for me. And all day long I'm waiting for the night to set me free. 'Cause when I close my eyes and see your smiling face in front of me, day is dawning. I don't want to wake up this morning. I tried my best just to move on, but I kept on humming that old song. And it just never ends, 'cause I'm back there again. But I tried my best just to move on. People talking about me, they're all starting to doubt me. 'Cause I can't find a way to get through the day. There's people talking about me. And the sunshine at my window, well, it holds no warmth for me. And all day long I'm waiting for the night to set me free. 'Cause when I close my eyes, your smiling face in front of me, when a new day is dawning. Yeah, I don't wanna wake up. and the sunshine at my window, with it holds no warmth on me. And all day long I'm waiting for the night to set me free. 'Cause when I close my eyes and see your smiling face in front of me, the new day is dawn. Don't wanna wake up this morning.
Now, before I'd even left the hotel on my first day, the hotel which happened to be Rest Point, I met the pilot over the coffee machine that flew me down from Melbourne to Tassie, and his sister who lives in Hobart. Lynn was just the most amazing and beautiful person, and we had this great instant connection, and I didn't know that that would be the start of a great journey. She put us on to one of her great friends and told us a little bit more about Tasmania and the Tasmanian lifestyle as she sees it. It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country, and I have made a new friend down here in Tasmania, which is where we are. We've come across to enjoy the hospitality of the fantastic people down here in Tasmania. We were at Rest Point having breakfast, and I bumped into Lynn and her brother. So tell me about Tasmania, because you've been living here for quite a while.
Yes, I came here 30 years ago for a 10-day holiday and never got away. It's a convict state. Once you're here, you have to stay.
You actually spend a lot of time on your boat.
Yes, we do. We spend 6 months of the year on the boat with our two cats, and then we spend 6 months at home when it gets too cold to sail. So we've got 5 acres of garden that we run around in our dressing gowns. Because we don't get dressed, we're really slack.
Well, you got the best of both worlds down here in Tassie. So what's the top thing that I should do in Tassie while I'm here?
Eat, drink and be merry.
Well, I think I'm very well experienced there, so...
And there's the Tourist Bureau, and right next to that is the Lark's Distillery, and he makes the best whiskey.
You know what? The last time I did come down here, I stumbled into... Actually, no, I walked into and stumbled out of the distillery there. And I have some fond memories. It's just so beautiful down here.
I'll give you an invitation. Tell him that Lynn sent you and Bill Lark will look after you.
Beautiful. I'm going to go check out the distillery. And while I'm doing that, let's play a song.
Well, I was raised in the mallet, driving tractors, riding bikes. There's nothing for a boy like me to be on day and night. The smell of two-stroke diesel and dust mixed with country air. They're days that I remember well, growing up out there. 'Cause when you're 17 and bulletproof, life's a gravel road. Just sliding round the corners, losing traction as I go. It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life. Tractors and bikes. Well, set up on the farm means work has started for the day. But the wrong side of the boundary fence was our place to play. Like jumping across that levee bank to see if I could fly. And dragging cars out of the mud, horsepower on my side. 'Cause when you're 17 and bulletproof, life's a gravel road. Just sliding round the corners, losing traction as I go. It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life. Tractors and bikes. The country, yeah.
They're days that I remember well growing up out there. Cause when you're 17 and bulletproof and life's a gravel road, you're sliding round the corners, losing traction as I go. It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life. You're 17 and bulletproof and life's a gravel road, just sliding round the corners, losing traction as I go. It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life. Tractors and bikes. Tractors and bikes. Tractors and bikes.
That was Paul Coster with his brand new track, Tractors and Bikes, from his great new album, Wheels and Steel. You've got to get your hands on it. It is a great album. Now, back to my trip in Tasmania. As Lynn suggested, we did actually pop over the road to say g'day to a guy that really is so Australian. And I think it's pretty Australian to go, hey, I want to do that. Let's just change some legislation and make this happen. Of course, I'm talking about Bill Lark from Lark Distillery.
I've caught up with the head honcho, the guru of whiskey, Bill Lark. G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, Ben. Good to see you down here.
Now, tell me the story, because there hasn't been a license granted for a distillery in Tasmania for quite a long time. How'd you pull it off, and where'd the idea come from?
And the answer was with the legislation. We'd sort of inherited the Distillation Act of 1901, set to control distilling to be a huge industrial business. And when I went to see if I could get a licence to experiment, the answer was we'd love you to, but sadly the Act doesn't allow it. So I just went and saw my local federal politician, and he said, well, hang on a minute, let me phone Barry Jones in Canberra, who was then the Minister for Customs, Science and Small Business. How good was that? Three portfolios.
Yeah.
But even better was he loved whiskey, of course. And his answer was, tell Bill to go back and apply for his licence. I will change the Distillation Act regulations of 1901 to allow small-scale distilling. That's now opened the floodgates, and we've now got a wonderful industry happening in Australia. There's something like over 30 small distilleries around Australia since that legislation was changed.
That's amazing. That's Australian ingenuity there at its best. You do a great range of whiskies, but there's also a whiskey liqueur that you do as well. Can you tell me the recipe for that?
If I did, my wife would kill me. So the whiskey liqueur was my wife's product. So in that, all I know is that she distills about 14 different herbs and spices. She then gets this wonderful distilled spirit of herbs and spices, and she marries that with our mature whiskey. So unlike other liqueurs or whiskey liqueurs where they simply add flavours and essences and things to get their liqueur, ours is made up from two distilled spirits. And all I can tell you is I'm almost certain they're Star Anise, one of your botanicals, and she has confirmed that. Other than that, I honestly don't know.
Well, I love it, and anytime you're down in Tassie, it's definitely worth checking out the Lark Distillery. It is a great place. Now, what else should we check out while we're in Tassie, Bill?
We would have what I would call the world's greatest, or the haggister to the world. A chap by the name of Mark Nicholson. He's a sociologist. of high note. He not only makes terrific haggis, but black pudding and all of those lovely, lovely things. He's the best. I've been to Scotland quite often. I've had some great haggis in my time over there. But I've got to tell you, while you're in Tassie, with Tassie produce, a haggis made by Mark Nicholson, you really should have a chat to him.
Well, we'll see if he's got enough time for us to check that out. I don't think I've had haggis before, so it could be a bit of a scary experience.
You're in for a treat, let me tell you.
Oh, sounds like a challenge. Thanks.
Good on you.
Hi, it's Pauline Hanson here, and if you're not listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country, I want a Please Explain.
The long and short of it, one of the country's best live duos have released their album Twin Flames on iTunes, featuring their popular original track, Robin.
Robin, you are so divine, sparkling eyes and a glass of wine, drenching sheep and chasing steers,
Working hard with blood, sweat and tears.
And some covers with a country twist. Download The Long and Short of It's album, Twin Flames, on iTunes. And be sure to visit their website, thelongandshortofit.com.au.
Performax International is Australia's leading and largest importer, converter and retailer of American performance vehicles. The reason why they're on top is simple. Performax boasts a team of highly trained engineers, technicians and mechanics who have the right training and access to the latest technology and equipment. That means your US-sourced vehicle will feel and look just as it was meant to. The Performax team also offers servicing and spare parts, so you have the peace of mind that your dream machine will always feel and look its best. Performax.com.au.
Thinking of buying a new car? Speak to Aussie Collins today and ask about our free buyer protection package. Aussie Collins offer our clients a free safety net when buying. It's called Walk Away. Call Aussie Collins today on 1300 769 999 1300 769 999 to discuss their complimentary protection benefit plan with an experienced Aussie Collins consultant. AussieCollins.com.au. Walk Away Protection is issued by Swan Insurance, AFSL number 238292. For a copy of the PDS, contact Aussie Collins. Conditions apply.
Behind the wheel.com.au. We need cars. We need information about cars. We need that info to be easy to find and easy to understand. That's why behindthewheel.com.au is quickly becoming the nation's top automotive website. Unbiased and honest car reviews, interesting and useful car news, Behind the Wheel podcasts, and lots of other useful info. It's all at behindthewheel.com.au. Check it out today. behindthewheel.com.au.
Hey, this is Catherine Britt, and you're listening to the best salt and pepper man in the world, Ben Sorensen. Real country.
It ain't like it was before, so I want you back. My sun don't shine no more, so I want you back.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my very special Real Country from Tasmania. It was an absolutely amazing week. Our format is a little bit different this week, but I think you'll find, or hopefully you'll find, it's absolutely worth it. There are some great stories from some wonderful and amazing people that I just happened to bump into. Now, I started over the coffee machine with Lynn, who drove us into town and said that Bill Lark from Lark Distillery was the guy to talk to. Bill put us on to Mark, who makes the world's best haggis.
Is that right, Mark?
Well, I don't know about the world's best haggis maker. There's probably a man out on Harrison Lewis in Scotland, and he'd probably argue with me about being the best haggis maker.
Well, you know, I've never tried haggis. I went to your shop. Is it Wursthaus?
Well, Wursthaus is what the Germans would say, but people around here call it Wursthaus.
We're all about butchering language.
Yeah, that's right. Wursthaus in the street, best snags in town, that sort of thing. Wursthaus was set up to make in-house about 140 different sorts of small good sausages and other things, and haggis was just one of them.
Well, that haggis, I don't know, in Australia, I don't feel it's really in vogue at the moment. It's interesting. Tell me about your relationship with haggis.
It's interesting you should say that, because it wasn't long ago that things like pork belly and oxtails and ox tongues and beef cheeks and things like that weren't in vogue. So any day now, haggis will be.
It's good to know that you're poised and ready to pounce when it becomes in vogue.
Oh, yes, indeed. We're ready. We've got the guts there and we're ready to go. Now, haggis gets a bit of a bad rep because a lot of people think it's just guts. But, of course, haggis is indeed a pudding. It just happens to be a meat savoury pudding. Haggis traditionally was always considered to be made of lots of oatmeal, lots of onion, and the meat ingredient was what was called a sheep's pluck. A pluck is the heart, liver and lungs of a sheep. Of course, originally it was food of necessity, food of poverty, and it was a really good way to use up the spare parts, as you say, of a sheep.
So I'm curious, the herbs and spices that you use in haggis, I think, would really make the difference and really lift it off the plate.
Exactly. That's the trick, really, because as a traditional old Scottish dish, there wasn't much in the way of herbs and spices available. As with any dish, it's evolved over time, and the haggis that I make is a lot I guess, a lot more complex in flavour than the original traditional haggis of hundreds of years ago. So lots of interesting fresh herbs and spices go in, thyme, sage, marjoram, things like that. Nutmeg and mace are good to go in a haggis. Also plenty of freshly chopped parsley. Of course, the other important ingredient in there is suet, which gives it this rather lovely texture. And traditionally, haggis is served over a bed of what the Scots call tatties and neeps, which is mashed or smashed potatoes and turnips, which you can mess around with a little bit too with some sweet potato.
And you're an interesting fellow as well. Not only are you sort of butchering, but you're also an English teacher as well. So you've had a bit of an eclectic story.
Some people call me the merchant of venison. but my abiding love has always been the written word. And so I went off and became an English teacher. And if I'm not making haggis, I'm probably standing pontificating in front of a group of kids or even doing a whiskey tour. Life's got its excitements, and I'm never far away from a drink or something to eat.
And that's how it should be, I think. Quality of life. And I think there's a lot of quality of life that happens down here in Hobart. Where else should I go? Who else should I talk to get the real Hobart experience?
In terms of Hobart, well, the New Sydney Hotel's a must because they don't serve the proprietary beers there. They're a hotel that runs its bar on 16 different microbreweries. And their beer comes from all around Tasmania and all around Australia, but not any beer from the big manufacturers.
Well, that sounds like a great suggestion. Thank you so much, Mark. It's been great to bump into you and talk haggis for a bit over some moo brew.
In his tennis shoes, he grew up in the 60s on a rock and roll, but he got him a gig in a country show, traveling with a mom across every state. But one night in the middle of a set, they say he got his rock and rhythm and country confused, and he sang the Yodeling Blues. I'm a lady, yodeling down.
Now, it doesn't matter who you talk to in Tasmania when you say, oh, you know, I've got a spare day, what do I do? What should I do? Well, they always say the Mona Gallery. It is absolutely worth it. The only thing I would suggest is don't bicycle there unless you are fit. But I gave it a crack anyway. I was sneaky.
I rode the bike there and got the bus back. Anyway, when I walked in there, I just had my mind blown and I was challenged in so many ways. Here's my chat with Delia from the Mona Gallery.
Everyone that we spoke to here in Tasmania has told me that I need to check out the Mona Gallery. And I tell you what, I made the trip over by bicycle. But once I got here, as tired as I was, I got this whole new wave of energy because it is one of the most exciting art spaces that I've ever seen. And I caught up with Delia. How are you?
Hello, Ben.
Tell me about David's vision and, you know, the uniqueness of Mona.
Well, this is basically, it's a private collection. The museum started out with his antiquities and then he decided to do it underground because he wanted to subvert the whole concept of the traditional museum. What he wanted to do was just break those conventions and change the mold. He didn't believe that you should have to have art defined by styles or times. He wanted it to be objects and artworks that react to one another and foster ideas for you, make you think about things in a new way.
So how important is Mona to Tasmania? Because we've spoken to a lot of small businesses and they're boutique and they're doing so many great things that they're passionate about. But Mona's very, very passionate about art and the development of new artists and the expression of art, but it also employs a lot of people and it has some fantastic food here as well. So how important is that to Tasmania?
Well, it seems to have become very important, and we never anticipated that we would have the amazing and positive response we've had. But what I think it's done for Tasmania is there's been people always known about Tasmania, thought, maybe I'll go one day, and we have actually given them a reason to come, which is funny because, I mean, most of it's already been here, but suddenly people now think that Hobart's groovy and contemporary.
Well, I love Mona. It was an absolutely amazing day for me. The architecture of the building is just to die for. The art inside is even better. So it is a must-do if you ever come to Tasmania. Thank you so much, Delia.
And we're crazy kind of counterparts. You got your brushes, I got my guitar. And we can paint or sing it all the way. Put stuff on hold to face another day. Tell the whole story on a single page. Take to the gallery, take to the stage. But how I wish I could be more like you. Heart that gives us such a pretty view, free of judgment and full of hope. You see the world like a kaleidoscope, and you twist and turn the colors all around. And I shake my head at all the light you've found. Song if you paint me again, and can you paint me looking happier than this? And promise me you're always gonna be my friend, 'cause understanding me is hit and miss. At the heart of it is the art of it. Songs and pictures, songs and pictures. I've known girls who only call in spring, and girls who think that they know everything. Funny girls who hide inside a clown, and girls who didn't mean to let me down. And I may have turned away. If not for you, I try to look at things the way you do. Your definition to my blurry lines,
your pink and yellow to my black and white. I'll write you a song if you paint me again. Can you paint me looking happier than this? Promise me you're always gonna be my friend, 'cause understanding me is hit and miss. At the heart of it is the art of it. Songs and pictures, songs and pictures. Now the songs are sounding all brand new, as I add the pictures that I see through you. And you paint my heart like it's unbroken. A thousand words and nothing spoken. I'll write you a song if you paint me again. And can you paint me looking? Promise me you're always gonna be my friend. It's understanding me, it's hit and miss. At the heart of it is the art of it. Songs and pictures, songs and pictures.
So much stuff still to come after the break. Now we've got John Williamson, not to mention Social Country. And while I was at the Salamanca Markets, there was the hardest, well, I've dubbed him the hardest working musician in Australia. Not only was he busking, but he was busking while playing the bagpipes. And he looked like he was ready to keel over at the end of each song. And he did such a top job. So I thought we'd play a little bit of that going into the break. First time we've had bagpipes on Real Country.
If you think snoring is just a nuisance to put up with, think again. Snoring has now been linked to heart disease and circulatory disorders in both men and women. And if you've been trying unsuccessfully to lose weight, snoring could be the culprit. Sleep disturbances can lead to an excess production of the stress hormone cortisol, which may slow your metabolism. Instantly Stop Snoring's discreet self-mold mouth guard stops your snoring instantly. Call now to order 1-800-991-259.
Thinking of buying a new car? Speak to Ozzy Collins today and ask about our free buyer protection package. Ozzy Collins offer our clients a free safety net when buying. It's called Walk Away. Call Ozzy Collins today on 1300 769 999, 1300 769 999 to discuss their complimentary protection benefit plan with an experienced Ozzy Collins consultant. OzzyCollins.com.au. Walk Away Protection is issued by Swan Insurance, AFSL number 238292. For a copy of the PDS, contact Ozzy Collins. Conditions apply.
If you've ever towed a big load, you'd know how important it is to have the right vehicle up front. There's nothing worse than looking at that next hill and worrying about how you're going to get up it. Then, of course, there's that awful feeling of holding up traffic simply because your tow vehicle, well, it just isn't up to the task. Towing a sizable load doesn't have to be such hard work, because Performax International have a Chevy Silverado waiting for you. With a towing capacity above 10 tons, you'll never have to worry again. Check out the mighty Silverado now at performax.com.au.
Having a web presence doesn't need to be hard work. Many individuals and businesses find it frustrating when even simple changes to their website cost them a fortune and become major headaches. Fortunately, there's a really easy, cost-effective, and very professional alternative now available. The team at Coops Consulting can not only help you achieve the website you want, they can also get you into the world of social media. So don't delay, get Coops Consulting on the job. Visit coops.com.au, that's COOPZ.com.au.
G'day folks, this is Tamara Stewart and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is indeed Ben Sorensen here, and this is my very special Tasmanian edition of Real Country. Now, our first social country actually came from the bar downstairs when I was having dinner at Rest Point.
I was sitting upstairs at Rest Point having a fantastic dinner, and all of this country was suddenly coming on the piped music, and I wondered, who is the wonderful person that has scheduled so much country? Well, it's our own country fan, Nick, from the bar downstairs. How are you, mate?
G'day, pretty good.
I've heard that from some of the other staff that you schedule as much country as you can get away with. You know, that's what we like to hear. Now, do you have a favourite song that we can play for you?
I'd have to say Lee Kernaghan, Australian Boy.
That's an excellent choice. So here it is on Real Country. Thanks, Nick.
Well, I got roots where the salt bush grow. I'm an Australian boy in the land of boredom and Brigalow. I'm an Australian boy. I'm working a rig for BHP. I'm an Australian boy. I've got a girl back in Emerald waiting for me. I'm an Australian boy.
Bumped into this guy. His name's Jay. He's a chiropractor from the US. He's just such an energetic, inspirational person, and I couldn't help but not put some of the conversation that we had in the show and also his song request as well.
So, Jay, you're a chiropractor.
I am.
One of the real ones, educated properly.
Well, I think we're all educated. In fact, truth of the matter is, but actually most chiropractors are actually educated, out of America anyway, educated about 99% more than most GPs. It's a huge difference in philosophy as well. We truly believe 100% that the body, the power that made the body, heals the body, not the physician. The bottom line is if we get back into better balance of eating, moving, and thinking in more balance, then the body actually responds quite well to that. If we're not addressing eating, moving, and thinking in balance, Well, we're not going to be experiencing our health at our optimal levels, regardless of the education. If we don't get back to the basics, we don't get back to health.
I think that one of the most amazing things about randomly bumping into you is your love of country music.
But the one good thing about country music, is, especially some of the good stuff, is it really does get back to the basics. And I think even in some of our modern music, we kind of slip away from the good old basics.
So what's your favorite country music track that I can play for you on my Tasmania special?
I'd probably have to say Brooks and Dunn. I think it was That's What It's All About. I think that's probably one of my favorite songs right now.
And what do you think of their solo work?
They're both very talented, but I think as a duo working together, I think it's pretty magical.
Before we go to that track, you've got to tell me, why Tasmania?
I think any choice where we decide to buckle down, it really must be an environment that we love. And if you're not loving your environment, it's really hard to expand or grow because you feel restricted by the elements just that are around you. When I flew into Tasmania, there was something magical about it. 90% of all the rumors you hear are true. I mean, false. I loved it, really, and I stuck around and still here. And as I said earlier, I just became a citizen, which is pretty
congratulations.
Awesome. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, thanks for the song request. And it's amazing the people you bump into. Now let's can the yakking and get to this great track, Brooks and Dunn on Real Country. Hey!
Well, you work and you slave and you spend all day in your thankless job. And you jump in your Ford and you door-to-door with a homebound mob. Then you pull in the drive and you hit the chair and the one you love is waiting there. That's what it's all about. Hey, this is a life I couldn't live without. No, I couldn't live without. It's a moment frozen there in time when the reasons all begin to rhyme. The love's a little bigger and you finally start figuring out. That's what it's all about. Won't go to bed or do what you said or eat the food. They cry and they fuss and you can't cuss cause he'll say it too. You're tired, you're numb, you're stressed and you're mad. She smiles and says, I love you, Dad.
Hey, that's what it's all about. Hey, this is a life I couldn't live without. No, I couldn't live without. It's a moment frozen there in time. When the reasons all begin to rhyme, well, love's a little bigger and you finally start figuring out. That's what it's all about. Hey, that's what it's all.
As I said before, the energy and vibe down in Tassie is amazing, and you can't do a trip, particularly if you're in Hobart, without checking out the Salamanca markets on a Saturday. It is absolutely a must-do experience, and I found this great little herb shop, or herb stall, rather, that Jane ran, and had a bit of a chat to her. Now, I bumped into someone very, very cool at the Salamanca markets. Jane, now, you have a most interesting little stall here with herbs, and everyone knows that I'm a massive, massive fan of herbs, so you've done something a little bit different. You've got them in newspaper pots. So where'd the idea come from?
The idea actually came, sadly enough, from the internet. We purchased a little paper pot maker, and my business partner and I are actually looking for a kind of a niche market. We wanted to start growing things back to basics, basically, getting rid of the plastics, getting rid of any of the manufactured fertilisers and things, and just going really back to basics.
What a fantastic idea. And Salamanca Markets, why did you choose them? They seem to be a bit of an institution down here.
Well, Salamanca Market, the customers are here. The interesting thing is that most of our customers here are tourists, so we're actually marketing ourselves towards the locals, trying to get the locals back here.
Well, I think everybody needs to come down and check out the Salamanca Markets, and I just love the fact that you're selling kale as well. Perfect for juicing. Nothing says I love you like kale juicing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, up next on the show, we've got a chat with Rob Pennicott, not to mention some great tunes from John Williamson, as we're nearing the end of my very, very special Tasmanian edition of Real Country.
The long and short of it, one of the country's best live duos have released their album Twin Flames on iTunes, featuring their popular original track, Robin.
Robin, you are so divine. Sparkling eyes and a glass of wine. Drenching sheep and chasing steers. Working hard with blood, sweat and tears.
And some covers with a country twist. Download the long and short of its album, Twin Flames, on iTunes. And be sure to visit their website, thelongandshortofit.com.au.
Behindthewheel.com.au. We need cars. We need information about cars. We need that info to be easy to find and easy to understand. That's why behindthewheel.com.au is quickly becoming the nation's top automotive website. Unbiased and honest car reviews, interesting and useful car news, Behind the Wheel podcasts, and lots of other useful info. It's all at behindthewheel.com.au. Check it out today, behindthewheel.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my very special and a little bit unusual edition of Real Country. I was in Tasmania for the week, and I thought I'd share my wonderful and positive experience. I call it holidaying at home. Rather than going overseas, you're experiencing and learning more about your own backyard, and you can have some great experiences there, just like I did with Pennicott Wilderness Journeys. We caught up with Rob, and here's some of our chat.
I had a fantastic day yesterday, and I went on the Bruny Island cruise, thanks to our friends at Pennicott Wilderness Journeys, and we've got Rob here. Hey, mate, how are you?
G'day, I'm good, thanks, Ben.
Now, what a brilliant idea. I mean, it's not just a normal tour, because you guys have just lifted it off the page, and it is so much better than the brochure and the pictures and the website. So how did that develop?
Look, I used to be a fisherman. Since I was 12, I officially poached from 12 to 17 when I was then allowed to have a commercial license. And when I took friends with me and their friends fishing, it used to blow them away, and that sowed the seed, and that's how it developed.
The boats that we're out in, they're not normal boats either. So not only have you developed a great tour in the most gorgeous neck of the world I've seen, but you've also got custom designed boats to help enhance that experience. And it really is sort of a white knuckle, you know, wind and water in your face sort of experience, and it's just great.
Yeah, look, it's very important for us that people lick their lips and they can taste the Southern Ocean.
The thing I love about Tasmania is not just the environmental awareness. You openly give back, and I think that's one of the biggest and most beautiful things that I will take away from Tasmania is their commitment to making Tasmania and the world a better place.
Yeah, look, I think it's really important that Tasmanians, we don't get that many visitors, so we have to be good at what we do. And you usually meet the maker, you meet the genuine people behind the business. The staff that we have follow that journey, and it's all part of it and what makes Tassie a very popular destination now.
Well, I had a great time out there, and I can't wait to do all of your other tours. If you're thinking about coming to Tassie, don't waste any time. Get your little backside down here and make sure you go on one of the Pennicott Wilderness Journeys, because it really will change your life. Thanks, Rob.
G'day, folks. It's John Williamson here. And look out, Cunnamulla. This is Off the Big Red.
look out Cunnamulla, the water's on its way. It's been through Rome, a Charleville, it can't be far away. Better check the levee banks, fill the bags with sand. Drop everything, it's hands on deck, cancel all you planned. Was it just a month ago, same old droughty weather, thinking it would never come, just you and me together, looking at those skinny sheep and dying kangaroos, comparing flood to dust storm, I know which one I choose. Now think about the glory of the river flowing strong, celebrating bird calls, surely can't be wrong. Forget the country music show they won't be getting in. Forget that game of football, the one we had to win. Forget the wedding in the church, unless we go bare feet. Grab the oars and dinghy, we'll be rowing down the street. Was it just a month ago, same old droughty weather, thinking it would never come, praying all together, looking at those empty clouds and disappointing news, comparing flood to dust storm, I know which one I choose. Don't think about the glory of the river flowing strong, the celebrating bird calls, surely can't be wrong. Water's on its way. It's been through Rome, at Charleville, it can't be far away. Better check the levee banks, fill the bags with sand. Drop everything, it's hands on deck, cancel all you've planned. Cancel all you've planned. Cancel all you've planned.
That was John Williamson, Look Out Cunnamulla, from the fantastic album of his, the new one, The Big Red. Now, that's me almost done for the week with our very special Tasmanian edition of Real Country. Back to our usual format next week. But before I go, I've got to say a big thank you to some wonderful people and businesses that made my trip to Tasmania possible. And we've got to start with Rest Point. It's a wonderful complex, the Rest Point Hotel and Casino. If you do get a chance to check it out, definitely do that. Big thank you to them. Also, Pennicott Wilderness Journeys. Definitely Google them, check them out, and when you get down there, definitely do all of their tours. And also, a big thank you to the wonderful people of Tasmania that made me feel so comfortable, so at home, and most importantly, gave me directions when I got lost, particularly if I was cranky and on a bike out in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, that's enough from me this week. Don't forget, you can check it out on our podcast. If you want to listen to this show or any other again, head to iTunes, download our podcast, or go to our website, realcountrymix.com, for everything country. You can also hunt us down on Facebook, Twitter, and just about every social networking site known to man. Anyway, we'll be back with more Real Country next week, same time, same station. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
If you think snoring is just a nuisance to put up with, think again. Snoring has now been linked to heart disease and circulatory disorders in both men and women. And if you've been trying unsuccessfully to lose weight, snoring could be the culprit. Sleep disturbances can lead to an excess production of the stress hormone cortisol, which may slow your metabolism. Instantly Stop Snoring's discreet self-mold mouth guard stops your snoring instantly. Call now to order 1-800-991-259.
BehindTheWheel.com.au. We need cars. We need
need information about cars. We need that info to be easy to find and easy to understand. That's why behindthewheel.com.au is quickly becoming the nation's top automotive website. Unbiased and honest car reviews, interesting and useful car news, Behind the Wheel podcasts, and lots of other useful info. It's all at behindthewheel.com.au. Check it out today, behindthewheel.com.au.